I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Thousands of people in the St. Louis region rely on emergency housing. And as you heard in reports from KMOX's Stuart McMillan, leaders from a variety of organizations and agencies met yesterday to start work on a housing first system in the region. Joining us in studio, Samantha Stangle, Executive Director of House Everyone STL. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Mandy Chapman Semple, founder of Clutch Consulting out of Houston. Thanks for joining us as well.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So, Mandy, let's start with you. Tell us about your organization and your role in this process in St. Louis.
Yeah, so Clutch Consulting is a small but mighty consulting firm based out of Houston, Texas. And we provide support to communities who are interested in transforming the way they respond to homelessness. And so our role here in St. Louis has been for this summit, helping to facilitate and inform participants of the summit and then provide support in developing a plan that emerges from the summit.
Samantha, what are the needs you see in the St. Louis region?
Yeah, so as everyone can intuitively tell, we have had a rise in unsheltered homelessness. It's a problem that's been growing. Racial disparities also continue to exist. And so we've been working for a long time to look at some very common sense solutions like diversion. So trying to get people quickly back rehoused before they enter into the whole system of care. We have an affordable housing crisis here, like everywhere in the country. And so working on kind of front end and back end solutions at the same time. We need to stem the flow of people coming into our homeless response system. We need to get them out more quickly. And ultimately, what Housing First indicates is that we need to get people housed as quickly and effectively as possible.
Mandy, what's the first step in this process then? Because that's a lot.
It is a lot. Yesterday was this incredible summit with representatives from across the region, funders, business professionals, government, elected officials, service providers, all converging to learn about the issue together, understand the data for the region, and then start to unpack what those solutions may look like. So now, over the next 3 days, Wednesday through Friday, a smaller subset of those individuals are really going to dive in, start to peel back the layers on this onion, and emerge on Friday with a clear framework for how this region can work together with a new plan.
What are some of the hurdles that you see, Samantha, for the regional leaders as we embark on this?
St. Louis is really unique in that I know there's a lot of local pride in all the municipalities and the jurisdictions, and I think that's great. And from a collaboration perspective and from a funding perspective, it's challenging because there are so many unique jurisdictions, right? And so many service providers in different areas. So I think the opportunity with that, though, as Mandy shared, is that we had representation from 8 counties yesterday. The government officials from 8 counties were present. And for the practicum that we have starting tomorrow, we have service providers and folks with lived experience from all of those counties coming to help understand their unique jurisdiction and be able to articulate what the need is for St. Clair County versus St. Louis City versus St. Charles County. And so it's really only in the past, we've tried to tackle this segment by segment. This is truly the first time in St. Louis's history that we're coming at it as a regional approach and with a regional strategy. And that's really the work that's starting tomorrow.
Mandy, you gave us a sense of what's happening this week. Beyond that, give us some realistic expectations of how long a process like this takes.
Yeah, I appreciate that question. You know, we didn't get here overnight, so we're not going to undo this crisis overnight. So usually it takes about 2 or 3 years to really start to see very substantial, measurable progress. But that's not to say progress won't begin on day one. So the transformation process is really about beginning to fixate on how we get as many people out of homelessness as quickly as possible. And so we're going to start on day one by housing at least one individual, and then we're just going to keep building from there. So it isn't that it will take two or three years before we begin. It's just that there are enough individuals experiencing homelessness and there are enough individuals sleeping outside, it's going to take us a bit of time to rally all of the resources and the providers to move enough of those individuals off the streets and into housing and into to recovery and stabilization before the community is going to necessarily feel a difference.
Samantha, how do you see that 2-3 year timeline, and what are the next steps for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So House Everyone STL is very fortunate to have phenomenal partnerships with the regional response team, Greater St. Louis Inc., you know, Think Big, the Unhoused Initiative. So we have business partners, we have government partners, we're working with providers in these 8 counties. And so really, I think this week is just the beginning of the conversation. We've started doing some private fundraising because one of the things, there was a clear recognition yesterday, and we know this, I'm a social worker, right? That government resources alone will not get us there. And so we're really looking at how we braid private funding that's more flexible and nimble for some of these solutions with government funding that's already available. Those conversations are already in motion. As Mandy said, not only was this problem not created, you know, overnight, the solution has been in motion for a long time now as well.
Are there any areas of the country where this kind of approach has been shown to work, especially maybe in a region that does have a number of different municipalities coming together?
Yeah, so I hail from Houston, and certainly Houston has been one of the great success stories across the country. They've reduced homelessness by over 60% and have sustained that for a long period of time while continuing to reduce it year over year. Dallas recently in the last 3 years has been able to see significant reductions, a 19% reduction in overall homelessness, a 24% reduction in unsheltered homelessness, the scale of which is much more substantial than what you're facing in this region. You know, the best comparison, oddly enough, relative to the number of jurisdictions you have, is Los Angeles. You know, your problem, your population experiencing homelessness is nowhere near what Los Angeles is facing. But you have some of the same complexities in the number of municipalities to organize and align. And even Los Angeles is starting to reverse the trajectory. They'd been on a year-over-year increase by implementing some of these strategies. They've seen a 5% reduction in unsheltered homelessness in just the last year alone. And they're no longer increasing in overall homelessness, which you know, is huge for a population that has 70,000 individuals experiencing homelessness on any given night. Your region has about 2,500. So this problem is really manageable for you. And there's good examples to guide your way.
Samantha, if I were to ask you your goal or mission, I would imagine it would be to end homelessness, put it to an end. How do you achieve that through donations? I know that you're taking donations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we are helping to coordinate. Our role in this ecosystem is a neutral connector convener and a data-driven strategist, right? So we're not a direct service provider, which allows us a very unique opportunity to work with direct service providers and help them get what they need, the resource that they need. We have, we're about to infuse some private money for winter response as an example, and we're doing so in a very direct way that's connected very closely to the community, but with private dollars, so it can be more flexible, can fund some things that government is unable to fund. So absolutely, if anyone wants to get involved, they can donate to House Everyone STL for a specific cause, or we're happy to facilitate conversations. Excuse me. If there's a specific interest, we work with literally hundreds of service providers.
Samantha and Mandy, thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We look forward to what's ahead. That's Samantha Stengel, Executive Director of House Everyone STL, and Mandy Chapman-Semple, founder of Clutch Consulting out of Houston.
Let's see.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.